Okay, Mark, what's happening on Wall Street or whatever?
Well, let's say it this way. Let's say this is one thing. Measure your chest, and then in a week, measure your chest. How about that?
I already see that, but yeah, okay. Wow. I already see that today.
Don't be talking smack. You're the one that never wants to talk about it. So there's nothing we could do. There was nothing we could do. There's nothing we could do.
All right. Thanks, Ion. I'm looking at it differently, though, buddy. Thanks.
Oh, you're like Red Lobster. You see through differently now, huh?
Yes, I do. But thanks.
Okay, Mark.
Okay, Ion, you were talking to Barbara about the VIXIE.
Yeah, the VIXIE's up. After hours is up 0.12%.
Yeah, it had a big pop on Friday.
No, that wasn't a big pop. We told everybody this.
Okay.
We told it last week. We sent a message when it hit 30. We sent a message it was going lower than that, and we sent a message saying it was going to blast. She asked last week. We told her. Waited till Friday, gave it the full circle, and then it went up almost $4.
So it's going to 40.
We didn't say that.
Okay, we said that previously.
We didn't say that. Well, that was then. That's a whole new conversation. Now you've outed the how.
Okay.
And besides, you're not Barbara. That's Barbara's position.
I know. I'm staying away from the VIX anyway.
Good. You're betting on death and destruction. You're starting to sound like us.
No, I think the Fed, through its primary dealers, just controls the VIX products too closely. That's why we've not had any volatility.
There is nothing volatile because every long is now shorted. Every short is now long, instantly, simultaneously. But except for those wild swings that have effect on the affect of the affect of the effect,
right.
And then the ethers come into the effect, they don't affect the effect, the effect. Within the in and out us, it really is a different conversation. We used to sit and ramble and chat with our Bob, and the market would go up 1,000 points, and then it would go down 1,000 points, and then it would go up 1,000 points, and then it would go down 1,000 points. And we giggled and giggled and giggled when we finally, Bob still doesn't understand it. But when we say, Bob, do you know how much money you make when the market goes down 1,000 points and you short it?
Well, we make $3 and nonsense. I'm like, yeah, $3 and nonsense. That's what you got.
I said, how much do you get when it goes up 1,000 points? He says, well, I'm not sure. I said, well, you make $39. He's like, that's more than $3.09. Yes, but you didn't have to risk as much, so your gain is better. And then that goes back and forth. And then every time 500 up and down, and it does that even in an intraday trade, all of a sudden it's more money than you can ever imagine. And poor Bob, after time, he still doesn't understand it. But he can do a spreadsheet, but good as Marshall McLuhan.
Okay, here's a question I asked back in March, and I'm going to re-ask it. You told me that silver would go to $116 an ounce.
That's correct.
Is that still good?
It is.
On a separate program, I think I asked the same type question, and your answer was silver bells. Does that still apply? Okay.
You've got to watch what you're doing, though, because see, this up and down does not apply. Up and down does not apply. You're just now getting it down to where you can almost buy it. But see, it's back. It's still just at 1905, down 53 cents. So
well, I have a bunch. I have some that
way.
I want to sell.
Not yet.
No, I'll wait. Okay. My next question is a cold fusion question, and I'm going to say right at the outset that I really don't know what I'm talking about, but I was reading an article that was
Bob.
I know. We have that in common, I guess. You know, I was reading that one of the things that where scientists feel that it's impossible to achieve is that you have to fuse hydrogen atoms into a helium atom.
No, you don't fuse anything. If you do that, that's what caused the anthropomorphic ante. That kind of thinking is what caused the anthropomorphic ante. Now, you can ask Bob what that means. He's the only one in the planet that even cares enough to care, but, you know, enough. So then what happens is that you don't fuse anything. It's not a fusion or even a fission. See, Coldplay. Those... Now we're giving you the we're giving him the inside scoop on Coldplay, Bob. We can't do this. We got Coldplay clock for you to play, but he didn't even play that either. So there's nothing we can do, Bob. We're going to dock your pay if you don't start getting tight and right, making us give out all the secrets. You can't tell all the secrets. They're trying to get the secrets, Bob. They're trying to get the keys to the kingdom, paradise, as it were. Cheeseburger in paradise. What you going to do, Bob?
Okay, so Ion, while we're waiting for Bob, did are those two elements?
We aren't waiting on Bob. Hydrogen. We have a hydrogen collector, but hydrogen is critical.
What about helium?
Helium has zero to do with it at all. There is no helium involved. There's as much helium as there is argon and nitrogen and the other noble gases floating about. That's all that's involved. Anywhere electricity flows, naturally those noble gases are afoot. So those noble gases would be prevalent, but there's no added helium at all.
Recently you gave the formula for living water, and one of the major components was helium.
You better look again.
At the formula?
There is no helium in living water.
What's the HE?
Something else.
I assumed it was helium and sulfur and phosphorus.
No.
I'll go back to the periodic table.
Well, no, you can't because it hasn't been made yet. These elements are not yet.
Oh, okay.
Haven't you been listening? Bob has been talking this psychobabble for years. Bob, nobody's listening to you. Bob, you're going to have to tell them again what you told them, that you tell them that you told them. You have to keep telling them, Bob, because you told them, but they're, yeah. Boom. Sorry
well,
for your
on that, okay, on that subject, the AL2SO4, that big long formula, are some of those elements still not made or exist?
They will be.
Okay. Hey,
well, let's say another way. Let's say a different thing. It's not like that. It's not like that really at all. What it is is that you can't recognize the new conversation. Do you know what tea cakes are?
Tea cakes. I believe I do.
You believe you do. Okay. Do you realize tea cakes have always been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you'd never been exposed to tea cakes, or you didn't know what tea cakes were, or you didn't know what to do with them, or you didn't know how to recognize them, how would you have a meaningful discussion and conversation and say, now exactly how much helium is in tea cakes? Well, none. Well, in the formula, in the atmosphere, the normal atmosphere where tea cakes are made, there is included helium and argon and neon.
Okay.
So yeah, that's not in the recipe. Right. Intolerance is the evidence of impotence.
I'll ponder that. Hey, you know, in the early years, you were a stickler on the 6 degrees of separation. And in more recent time, you don't seem to care if people ask the who, what, when, where, why, and how questions. Is there a reason for that?
The pious pretense that evil does not exist only makes it vague, enormous, and menacing.
Can you help me understand that, what you just said?
The people who really made history are the martyrs.
Okay, that's a factual comment that most of the heroes have been martyred. So, back in 1963, when November 21st, I saw John Kennedy drive by. He arrived in Houston at the airport, and our family lived nearby, and I went down to the end of the street, and the motorcade came by, an open car with Jackie and JFK. So that was a double. I think he said recently that the real John Kennedy was killed before the double was assassinated.
He was.
So is that okay? He was. So I'm asking that, and so that's the answer there.
Yeah, I slept with faith and found a corpse in my arms on awakening. I drank and danced all night with doubt and found her a virgin in the morning.
Let's see, what else was I going to ask? Okay, this is a question you refuse to answer. the last time I asked it, but without going in any detail on what I'm saying, is there anything more you can say about practical function?
Yes. You have no way to calculate the algorithms that pertain to its predicated outcome.
So there's nothing I can do. I just let everything happen naturally?
Your viable bias has to connect to some frequency that's repeatable. See, the frequency you're connecting to doesn't repeat. So every time you run the algorithm, it doesn't work. And then you run it, it doesn't work. And then you run it, it doesn't work. And you run it, it doesn't work. It's like every time you throw it up, it could come and falling back down. And then one time you throw it, and it doesn't come back down, and you don't know what happened. You don't know the difference.
Is there a little suggestion you could give me?
Try pygmy porn.
Pygmy porn.
Yeah, brown chicken, brown cow. You know how to do it.
Okay, let's.
Well,
see.
Just saying, that's a little different, though. You didn't see that one coming, eh?
No, and I don't think I'll follow that suggestion there.
Well, we're sorry for your luck. You're missing all the good. If you want them spinners, you'll be ready to go.
Well, I don't plan on doing that. So, hey, I'm going to take the products, every one of them, as they come down the pike, and I'm going
Let's
to...
Let's help your body. Your body's doing okay. Are you where you can stand up?
Yeah.
Stand
I'm
up.
Standing right now.
Right. Take your right hand.
Yeah.
Put it over on your left hip.
I'm doing it.
Now stretch a little bit, like look with your head behind you.
The opposite way?
Either way. Both ways.
Okay.
Not at the same time. Do it one way and then the other way. One way you get a little bit further around than the other way, correct?
A little bit more to the left.
Okay, then you're halfway there.
Okay. But I feel...
we're going to help. Your body is amazing.
Well, you know, I think I, you know, I don't know if it's genetics or what, but I think I have some good things going. I've never been sick, you know, for whatever that's worth. Okay, but I'm going to keep taking... Now, would you recommend taking any more than two scoops of the Restructure a day? Or is that plenty?
Well, we would have to see. We'd have to see. Did you increase protein when we told you to all along?
I tried to, but you probably wanted me to get 200 grams of protein a day, and I was falling short of that. So I would say the answer is probably not to your level of satisfaction.
Okay. The only reason we would want you to be satisfied is to get your body used to large quantities. Well, that's not really a large quantity, but nominal quantities of protein, because that's what you're supposed to be eating anyway. So if you did, then this will become a great deal, and it'll be okay. But, you've had the experience. Describe your experience with it so far.
We were talking about this while you were offline. I notice a little more energy, and I'm sleeping about an hour and a half less. I'm waking up at 3:30, 4 in the morning instead of, say, 5 or so. So I've only been on it for 8 days, but during the course of those 8 days, I don't seem as fatigued, and I'm going to the gym, lifting weights, and I feel more fullness.
Tell us about your quads.
Well, I haven't been working the quads that much.
Want you to tell us about your quads.
Okay. You know, I used to have pretty strong quads, and, you know, I work my calves, but I probably neglect the quads a little bit.
And yet they're still disproportionately full for your meat-type body, yes?
Yes.
That's our point. See, you'll soon get to where you don't have to work out at all if you don't want to.
I kind of enjoy it.
Well, if you're stretching out, then that's fine. as long as you can do the downward facing dog as easy as you can squat 600 pounds, then you're good.
Okay, the downward facing dog. That's not a familiar movement to me.
Yogi, it's yogi.
Oh, okay. That okay. I'll check that out.
You need to stretch because see what's happening is your hamstring is getting distended. Your hamstring is getting distended, and you look at your quads and you go, okay, it's perfect, it's fine. I don't want it to look. You don't want to look funny. You know? Do you understand what we mean?
Yeah.
Because you can contort your body into all kinds of weirdness, and then you got a 12-inch waist and 30-inch legs, and it's like, wait a second, that looks funny. And then you have to have clothes made, and then it just turns into a big old thing, and then your legs get so big you can't put them together, and you can't walk because you have to waddle, and then it messes up sex, and you can't do that. And then, you know, it just gets everything messed up. So we're saying keep that all working and in balance and in check, but you must keep your hamstring from becoming hyper-distended.
So
you work them calves to death, but you work the hammies out, baby. Work the hammies out.
Okay, work the hams. That's probably the most neglected.
That's going to bite because what's going to happen is going to bite into your glutes. And everything else is starting to blow up, and it doesn't. It's going to, that atrophy is going to hit you, and you're going to be sad. And then you're going to get all Mr. He-Man the Barbarian, and then you're going to be tricked, and you're going to start moving. You're going to overdo it. You're going to be very, very sad.
So should we see or expect to see progressive results, or will it plateau, or is it individual?
Too many words. We don't even know what progressive means. You're going to get bigger.
Okay, that's great. I'm not going to try to overthink it. I'm just going to take it and work out and wait for it to work. But I will do the hamstrings and some more quad work.
So, we want to double your libido.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, no, it will. And you want to do that because that's your less there.
Okay. That's good.
Don't say okay, say good because it's good.
Okay,
you want
good.
That's the point. That's the point. See, when you get there, you're all good. So, good.
Yeah.
Then
okay,
you
good.
Can do all kinds of fun. Then you can fuck like a kid again.
Well, Bert said he feels like he's 14, I think.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm just waiting for Bob to come in because you've answered my questions. But, you know, getting back to the
question. Bob's not available right now. But if you leave a name and number and a brief and detailed message, he'll get back to you at the beach. He's going to the beach. No, he's taking a nap. No, he's washing his hands. No, he's going to try to eat. No, there's nobody cooking food. No, it's not there. No, he doesn't know what to do. Oh, no, it's over. He's probably going to off himself. But he can't die. Okay, so he can't do this. So we don't know. What's Bob going to do? All right, what you want to know about Coldplay?
Are platinum and palladium instrumental in the process of Coldplay?
Not the process, but in the engineering.
Okay. Maybe the rods that are used, for example?
There are no rods used in Coldplay.
Okay, I need to eliminate whatever little knowledge I have.
Well, you're looking at all this pounds and Fleischmann bullshit that doesn't even work. Why are you copying something that don't work? It's ridiculous. Let's take a pomegranate and see if we can make watermelon. Yes, we'll take pomegranate. We take very ripe pomegranates, and we will convert it into watermelons. And it doesn't work. And then you say, now what do we do with the pomegranate seed when we turn it into watermelon? Well, you can't turn it into watermelon. It's a pomegranate, for God's sake.
I'm using a faulty source for
Wilson. Got to get Wilson.
Hey, Ian, so you've been a big fan of platinum for a long time, and back in 2009, you recommended people sell their gold and buy platinum, and that was a problem.
No, we told them to swap their gold for platinum and make money in back of it.
Yeah, so okay, I said sell, but, you know, exchange it for platinum. And a month or two ago...
And money to boot.
A month or two ago, maybe 3-4 months, you brought up platinum again, just briefly, and you were kind of saying a similar thing, and you said people have already got their positions in place. Are we going to see a similar situation where platinum exceeds gold price?
We can't say because, see, Bob's making a move with Johnson Matthey, and what he's done is he's scheduled because they sold, he's already bought the main guts of it, but he's got to secure the rest of the position. And it's not in this country. It's that awful Canada land, but they're multinational. But still, they have to rework the Reg D to make sure that it's kosher for Passover. And that has to be cleared with the SEC, and they have to provide what we call due sheets, like I'm going to do this, if you're going to do that, from the Reg D. Once that's been approved and that's settled, then he can finish up with a position, and you'll see platinum go up. But that's probably insider trading, and if you do it, you'll probably go to jail since we told you all that.
Okay.
Isn't that fun? So move your passport to Zimbabwe quickly.
Hey, you recently said if anyone is in the LaRouche quadrant that you feel bad for them. So obviously being in a state of paranoia and conspiracy theories, that's obviously not good for your ascension process because you're probably getting sidetracked on things that may never happen and just occupy your mind. Is that sort of what you meant by that?
Yes, cranial intercoursing. We want you to engage in coitus a ton more, but cranial intercoursing or mind-fucking is not what we had in mind because you are your own best and worst enemy. See, Troy never works unless you saw him coming. If you didn't see him coming, it doesn't work. See?
Yeah.
So that's the rub.
Well, you said to me the first time I talked to you 2.5 years ago or around there, you know, everything will be okay. You just need to stop stabbing in the dark. Was that sort of related to, you know, where my thoughts and interests were and getting consumed with political issues and, you know, Illuminati and other groups that I shouldn't focus my attention on? Is that what you meant by that?
Yes, and still that's the case. I mean, you're doing fine, but you still go back to it in 1 second. I mean, in 1 second, you're back in it, and one conspiracy theorist, and then it's on, and then they knock it out of some, and you're going, oh, my God, Ion even said something about that. And I was like, no, we didn't say, we said Lyndon LaRouche is going to put something up your bum. We didn't say what he's going to put up your bum.
Yeah. Now, you know, LaRouche is, I'm on his mailing list, and he's pushing for, I know you said, actually I saw his wife, Helga, on a podcast, but, you know, they're pushing for saving of Deutsche Bank. Is the EU going to save them, or already have they already done it?
No, they're done. It's over. They lost. We told you that 2 weeks ago. Deutsche Bank is insolvent.
There was no real impact to markets as a result of that because they didn't advertise it?
They haven't told you yet.
Okay.
It'll come out. We also told you about the extra million accounts at Wells Fargo as they were climbing to the top when we got rid of Jimmy Dimon from Chase. And now that's out. But it took a minute.
Yeah.
But it wasn't no big deal. But we told you, remember, if you remember about the Wells Fargo and the wagon train and wagon toll and all the extra accounts and the fictitious number and the blah, blah, blah. So there you go. No problem.
Last week you talked about the Germans buying the Scottish.
Hobbin.
And I noticed that this may have happened a while back, but I noticed the Chinese bought the J.P. Morgan building with the vaults down in the basement.
Those are Bob.
Because China's been buying.
They leased it from Bob. It's a holdback because the everything below, it's everything north of Fifth Avenue, but then down to Battery Park and the tunnel, it all goes, stop, fuck, we can't be talking about this shit. You're going to get us in all kind of trouble. You need to stop that Battery Park tunnel talk. That's what you need to stop right this minute.
And that's where the New York Fed is, right? Battery Park? Because I know that... Okay, I'm ready to relinquish to someone else. I appreciate your time. I'm going to go back and listen to all this and try.
We don't have any time. We're trying to help you, and we think we already have, and it's all good. What we like about you is that you're insidiously, progressively embraceable. What that means is is that once you get something, you kind of go, okay, well, does that affect me? How does it affect me? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it up? Is it down? Is it over? Is it under? And it doesn't really matter. But what happens is you take the best parts of that and you apply it into your meat tank body. Look at your bank account. Is your bank account better or worse than it was when you talked to us the very first time?
Probably better. Yeah.
Okay.
I just lost my ass, as you told me.
Well, that's how you didn't have much to lose, but it was okay. We'll get your ass back. It'll be okay. We'll get you a nice ass pass, and you'll be good to go.
I mentioned this to Bob one time, and I got to ask you. You told me that I got enamored with silver, buying silver. Back in 2010, I was telling Bob that I had a dream where, in the dream, it told me to buy a certain ETF that was 2-3 times the price, and one of those aggressive funds, when the price hit 50. And I did that. I bought a bunch of it. And that $50 stock went to 350, and I had quite a chunk, and then it started splitting. Did you have anything to do with that?
No, but of course.
Put in my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Then, in May or April or early 2011, before it crashed, did you whisper something that I missed?
We shook the house. We shook you. We knocked you out of your bed. You know, remember when you hit your toe and you almost ripped it off?
Yeah.
Well, we did that. We made you wreck the car. Remember that?
I don't remember wrecking the car.
Well, the dent's still on the front corner, the front quarter panel. There's still a dent on the front quarter panel.
Okay. I'll check that out. But I thought
we did everything. We told you to death. We sent you those crazy emails that you kept deleting that you said was spam. They were phishing. They were phishing. They weren't phishing. They were us telling you to get out of the damn position. We rang the doorbell. We called your phones, all of them. We did everything.
Yeah.
And you said, fuck you. And we said, okay.
You know, I have to say that, you know, if Bob was on the line, you know, he talks about McLuhan and not having a point of view. I was convinced that silver was, over the next decade, was going to go to astronomical numbers. And you know, you told me I was a little greedy. But I thought I had analyzed it and was making a prudent decision, and I lost a ton.
You didn't really lose it. It's coming and going. Hey, Bob.
Hey. I've been doing the dishes. I had to finish that last pot.
We know. Well, now you got to play. Now play what's in your inbox.
So, Mark, I heard everything you talked about. You asked very good questions. You got some good stuff out about Coldplay. It's very good. Keep up your style of questioning.
Okay.
You actually are doing your homework, so you pile up stuff. So what do you want me to play, Ian?
It's in your inbox.
Is
this for
silver and gold? Yeah, silver and gold, right?
Yeah, play that.
You know, it's rich with gold. Gold! Gold and silver! Silver and gold! Wahoo! Nothing.
Silver and gold. Well, what do you think of our friend Cornelius? Seems all he thinks about is silver and gold.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
What's a Christmas tree without tinsel and pretty silver and gold decorations? can't really call it a Christmas tree, now can you? And think of all the fun and joy that would be lost on Christmas morning if all the young folks didn't get to see that sparkling, happy tree. Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decoration on every Christmas tree.
Okay, let's go to... Thanks, Mark.
Okay, thanks. Ion, I get the point. I get that point. So thank you.
Good, good, good.
Okay, I know what you meant exactly by that.
So, okay.
We told you.
You told me
okay,
twice.
Michael.
Now.
Yeah, Michael, do you have any questions for Ion?
I do, Bob.
Go ahead.
Ion, thank you very much for the reset, and everything is improving every single day, so I appreciate that. Thank you. This last bit of contrast I'm dealing with that happens when I, usually about an hour after I go to sleep, feels like excessive heat. Can Ion speak to that at all? Do I just relax and allow and leave it be?
Well, take your marks. Take your marks. Adjust. Take your marks and adjust.
I'm not getting that, Ion.
Mark your position. Adjust your position. Well, you're asking a question, and that's based on something. What it's based on is information. The information is what you know. Well, if what you know, you wouldn't ask the question. So if you don't know, you have to relook at your position.
Is it related to anger, Ion?
Say it a different way.
Is it causing anger, or is it a consequence of anger, Ion?
We don't like anger.
You don't like energy either, but there is an energy that arises that I'm experiencing as anger. Is it related to this contrast that I'm experiencing, the cyclical experiences?
Every time we ask this question, it doesn't apply. So we're going to have to ask from a different... You can't juxtapose a position that's already juxtaposed. So in order for this to apply, you got to change the construct. If you change the construct, you got to apply it to something. It's like taking hydrogen and trying to put it inside of oxygen. You can't do that. Even though if you make water, they're joined, but they're not inside it. So when you change hydrogen completely, then oxygen won't apply at all. Neither will your conversation.
Ion, did I put my power in the box knowingly? Was it done knowingly?
In a cardboard box. You knew it. You did it.
Did I do that because by retrieving
yes.
it, it would become something else?
You put it away for more important times. That's why Bob put Lampert's ice cream in the freezer, so he can eat it later.
The spot on my right shoulder that pulls and is now developed into something, what is that, Ion?
Tendinitis.
Tendinitis. All right, so just exercise there.
No, stretch it.
Ion ulcer?
Stretch it. Spray.
Stretch it.
Take an atomizer and spritz a Remag on it.
Ion, I have a question. I have a question from my mother. She would like to know what it is that is walking across her bed and waking her up. She moved to a spare room and it's still happening. Is that anything she ought to be concerned about?
Not concerned.
Is it someone she knows or something that she knows?
Well, you did real good until you got to that last part. We were going to just blast you out, but now you got to do it a different way. Yes, there's things coming in and out. Yes, she's safe. Yes, it's fine. But the uneasiness is an energy. It's an energy. If you were listening to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it would be a Vogon. but it's not quite that sinister. What she should do is she should find a chamomile talc. Chamomile talcum powder.
Okay.
And when she changes the sheets, she should sprinkle the tiniest little bit of chamomile talcum powder on her linens and then make up the bed.
And testicons.
Yeah.
Putting my power in the box, and then if I put my power in the box, am I putting myself in the box?
You feel resistance as you open your eyes. Something's fooling. Found a way to break through the cellophane line because you know what's going on in your own mind. Are you living in a box? Are you living in a cardboard box?
Yeah, that's been going around all day, that song.
Are you living in a box?
Yeah. That's all I have right now.
There's more. No, there's more. Let's talk about your money. No, let's talk about the money. That's what you're supposed to be asking about. The deal.
What about the
Aren't
money?
You going to ask? Life goes in circles, round and around, circulating. You talk about the money. Haven't you been wondering what's moving underground? It's escaping. Come on, that's what you're supposed to be talking about. You're right. Let's go. Haven't you found a way to break through the cellophane line? You know what's going through your mind. You're living in a box. Cardboard box. You're living in a box.
So the money is what's... Yeah, so the money is keeping the box going. My relationship with the money is what's keeping...
No. The money is escaping. We're trying to get it back to you. What's the deal you want to talk about that you can't talk about because you can't talk about it? Let's talk about that.
As related to what I'm doing with the money, Ion?
It's relating to how you're getting the money to come to you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's not digestive biscuits, is it?
Can you just be more clear, Ion?
No, we can't be more clear because we'll out it in front of everybody. If you don't know, then it's troublesome. It's like silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea. If you don't know what silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea is, we don't know words to describe it. It is or it is not. So if you're going to have a real high tea, you must know what a silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea is. Do you see? Once you know that, now if we're having a different conversation, to the manner born, that's what you should find out about. So let's talk about money.
Money. Something I don't really talk about much.
We know. Why can't we? Is there something wrong with it?
No. I'm just trying to figure out what question to ask that'll get closer to that without, you know. If it's not with my use of it and not my, is it the way that it comes to me that I earn it?
Do you really earn it?
No, I call it free money because it's.
To the manner born. Okay. Then what have you got against Peter Bowles in the first place?
Peter Bowles?
Yes.
Do I know Peter Bowles?
We're asking you.
Peter Bowles. Not that I know of a Peter Bowles.
Okay. Then skip it along. It's fine. Okay, so let's talk about your free money.
Is the free money what's keeping me in a box, Ion?
We don't like to say that. You're trying to make a living instead of the money and letting the money make you.
Right.
And we understand that the pretense is correct, that money is vulgar and common people shouldn't be handling it. However, you have to give it some regard. How would you ever show up for the regalia without a regard?
Is it related to what I'm doing with the money, or is it related to the way that I'm drawing it towards me, or I'm not drawing it towards me?
Do you want more or less of it?
Am I stopping more coming in because I don't want to be responsible for it? Is that what you're saying, Owen?
We're not fussing. We aren't fussing. Yeah. We're just saying, do you want more or less of it? You don't even know. Now you're qualifying, trying to find out what we're trying to find out. You're trying to overcompensate and come back into the curmudgeonly Victor Mildew to take an early retirement.
But I'd like to. I definitely would like more money,
but you can't have more money. You don't know how to do with it. Then you come back in, and then you got Sidney Lauderby running around trying to figure out everything, and they're trying to move heaven and earth to see if you're happy or not. And then you don't say anything because you can't say the wrong word, because if you're engaged, being all proper and high and mighty, as you most obviously must be, then you come into another level, and it's just different, and we don't know. We don't care. You can run it all in the damn ditch for all we care. We don't mind, but we wanted you. We thought you wanted to be happy. We thought we wanted you to have
what you wanted, and
so we're just saying.
Well, the new book is intended to generate more, and I would love to have the horses in the stables and the property next door. So, yes, more would be delicious.
Seven little words is all you need to know.
Would that be you have to pay the piper?
Ignoramus, harmless, grill, imminent, crossword, caterpillar, and pluck.
Yeah, it might take something for this to sink, like the shower thing you told me, which took a while for that to click.
Oh, okay, got it. Seven little words when you get to it, it's different. Lutus, mile, cardboard, gunny, zygote, stigma, overhead.
Okay, Michael, let's leave that there. You got those words. You can look into them.
One more. There's just one more. This is the best one. At a level 7, Baghdad, airheads, offended, Jiffy, Volvo, meerkat, and beach. And that'll get you some more money. Don't be so vulgar and don't be so pompous and pious that you can't live. Who do you think you are? You're fine. It's going to be all right. Get over this. Let the damn money come to you and stop all that foolishness, because it's not becoming. Poverty is not becoming.
All right.
Just saying.
No. I hear you completely. I hear you. It's definitely resonating, Ian, so I will sit with that and I appreciate that. Because that definitely wasn't...
That's good. We're going to make you happy. Well, why don't you just ask for that to start with? Everybody else wants, and you're sitting here having all these tic-tac, yick-back, give-a-dog-a-bone conversations and not ever asking what you want. What's wrong with asking what you want? Everybody else gets the nut. Why can't you?
All right. No, I hear you, Ian. I noted and taken. Thank you.
Tell her to get that. You go get her that chamomile powder, or that's going to get more invasive. And she doesn't put a ton of it, just a little bit, because she doesn't hate chamomile, okay? She doesn't hate chamomile.
No, she likes it.
It's a light thing. We're trying to overcome it, but you want to get that in that level, because it's most certainly, she's drawn some pretty nasty things afoot.
Yes.
Okay, let's end there. I want to get a few
fear.
People
it's all
in,
fear.
Before.
It's fear-driven. It's okay, Bob. Okay.
Yes.
You can play that whenever you want to play it, Bob. There's a lot in there, but you don't have to. You can do what you want to do. It's all good. Did you watch
hold
the
it.
Dishes?
Stay there. Ion, I want to get a few people who've been waiting. So,
okay.
You got a question, Susanna?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Hey, sugar.
Hi. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Hendiades.
One by means of two.
Right. So I just want to get a little more about what that exactly means.
Okay.
One
if you have
two.
A hog, if you're killing a hog, then you hang them up. You put a single tree and hook it through their muscles on their back hook. They shoot them in the head with a .22 rifle, and you hang them up and you cut their head off and then bleed them to bleed all the blood out. This is kosher butchering that you want to do. Okay, and then you take and you split them in half and you take a foot tub and all their entrails falls into this foot tub. Well, what happens is Hendiades, one by means of two, is you end up with two foot tubs full of entrails by means of one, by means of two, one by means of two. So when you gut them, then you get two parts. Then you want to divide the chitlings and the entrails, because if they're chitlings, you want to clean those because you can eat those. But when you divide those, that also becomes one by means of two. So in the guts, when you're hanging out, then you wash out the pig. Well, first of all, you lay him down then, and you have to put burlap over him in scalding water. You scrape all the hair off of the hog because you're going to make pork rinds, you pork skins off of that. Well, that's the pig, the wrapping around the pig that you fry. You want to clean those up. Mm-hmm. So that's what it means, is all the aspects that come from the pig, the hog, the whole hog. Oh, and don't mention even the...
Bart.
Hi, Bart.
I've been engaging the entire thing.
We know. We've been on you.
Shoot, there are so many things I wanted to ask. I'll just say,
you were very clever. You saved a lot of stuff on the run when you were saving. When people are stupid and they don't know what to hear, you tell them what to hear so nicely. It's so good. And you most of the time get it pretty close on, spot on.
Yeah, so what's your question, Bart?
Is there an element of magic and technology that's moved Ion to discussing more of...
Strontium 37.
Is that the same strontium you mentioned to me last time?
No.
Okay, we got that. There's your answer. Okay, next person is Gene. You got a question, Gene?
Ion... In the movie Fifth Element, you told me to look at the image of the DNA strand for Lulu.
Yes.
Tell me specifically what to focus on in that image.
When the ship takes off and they blow up the ship and they find one dot of Lulu, one little piece of Lulu, like one, and they were saying that's plenty enough DNA. They put it in the machine, and it spins out from just one little cell. One cell is all that's left. Like, there's a piece of the hand or the armor that's all that's left. Everything else is destroyed. Then the regular DNA helix came, the double helix, and then it opened. And then once it opened, it split, and then 144,000 started running. That's the actual DNA of what your DNA looks like when you get there.
The first picture of DNA, the regular human DNA, there were little, what looked like markers within the two ribbons.
Right.
Little arrows. But when the new DNA started replicating and they showed Lulu's DNA, there was a bunch of connections made to all the ribbons.
Okay, quick. I'm going to cut you off.
Rings and arms.
Okay, good. Okay,
Thank you. That's enough, Gene.
Okay. Oh, well, here's somebody, Vincent Fall River. You got a question? Fall River, Massachusetts. Okay, fuck you. Okay, here's a block.
Bob said fuck you.
Anonymous.
So funny.
Anonymous. I just don't look. I'm opening, closing. Got a question? Okay, back to Gene. Okay, Gene, finish up before the music starts.
Ion, now that was the supreme being, Lulu, was replicated using the DNA of an alien, or what they referred to as our ancestors.
No, not the alien. It was as a perfect being.
So that hand, that piece that you referred to that they found.
It was not a hand. It was just a little bit of meat scrapings left in the armor.
So that was like a glove of the armor.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. And that...
Bruce Fowler on trombone. Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals.
Bruce Willis asked for a one perfect woman.
If you can make a way to record, we'll go further.
George Duke on keyboards.
Bruce recording.
Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight.
You had to bang him. Come on, Bob. Come on, Bob. One more hour, please.
Bob, please let Bruce record. offline chat. Where were you on chat?